Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Do you see any truly competent workers? They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Okay, get us the New King James Version, please. I'll be glad if you can have this in three different renditions here, so we can have a better, please. Give us a New King James Version, please. And God shall. This is a very powerful thing here. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see any man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. This is wonderful. God is good. Wow. All right. So let us do this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us do 2 Peter, right? Let us do 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse number 3. We'll do three readings today. 2 Peter chapter 1, thank you. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. The verse number 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The verse number 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. The verse number 6. To knowledge, to self-control, to self-control, to self-perseverance, to perseverance and godliness. Verse number 7. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Verse number 8. Thank you. For if these things are yours and abound, you would be neither barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, our last reading, the book of Luke, chapter 1, the verse 51. The book of Luke, chapter 1, the verse. Please, I'll be very glad if you can write down these things, so that when you go back and you're doing your Bible study, you can actually have that. I take time to create course content. Are you getting me? He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. The verse 52. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lonely. The verse 3. I like this part so much. He says, he has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Praise God. All right, so let us start here. So number one, we're going to start by defining what excellence means or what excellence is. Sometimes I keep telling believers that we live in that dispensation where people get to look at themselves or their life from a physical perspective. Now, getting to look at who you are from a physical perspective is insulting God's integrity. Because there is no way you would have existed without God himself. Am I communicating, friends? So anytime the Lord predisposes any word, he wants you to look at that instruction from his own angle here. Am I communicating to somebody? I want you to know that the workmanship of every man speaks of his intelligence and craft. So getting to look at how powerful God is, you are everything God is. You didn't get me. Praise God. So I'm not just going to approach excellence from the point of the world. We will look at it from God's perspective as well, if it makes sense. Now watch me. I made you understand that God does not bless according to love. He blesses according to trust. Get the difference here. God loves everybody, but he does not trust everybody. Now, you see, when God says, I love you, it means I came to die for you. And I've given you that chance to walk in mercy until you find who I am. But once a man begins to walk in trust, it means there's an instruction that God has given unto you that will give you the ability to become more like him. If it makes sense. So many believers have this perception that once the Lord gives unto them what they pray for, automatically God has blessed them. But sometimes you don't understand real testimony unto God's covenant. Talk to me, somebody. These are deep things here. So God is telling us here, that in order for people to understand who God is, there should be the justification of your lifestyle, because we live in the cosmos. Am I talking here? There's no way you are expecting somebody to put value on who God is if what you portray is different from the written word. Apostle Paul, by revelation, called us a living epistle. In other words, I should look at your life, and your life must either be a representation of God's promise or a continuation of God's pattern. Get the difference here. So if God is telling the church to be excellent, it means you must understand that beyond what you do, it's got to do with the credence given to God himself. How am I talking here, please? Watch me. You see, you may go to school as a student, right? And even though you study so hard to pass your exams, the people that are much happier are that of your parents and your family. True or false? Because they are so proud that every investment they made in you has not come to waste. Am I right? There is no way you will ever see any father exalting any child that has failed. Never. They may try to console you, but in their hearts, they are ashamed. If that makes sense. So God says, that image that you are projecting about me has got to do with what you have in your hand. So excellence goes beyond what a man becomes. It's who you are in spirit. Talk to me, somebody. So whatever God talks about excellence, please write it for me. Whenever you hear excellence, according to scripture, it means producing the highest of your best. Being the best at what you do, even if you're in the lowest of your life. No matter what it is, you have to be the best. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You see, many believers are unaware of the fact that God will trust you with one to see how competent you are. If you can't be trusted with one, you can't have two. A wise man said, you don't have to grow big to manage well. You actually manage well to grow big. You didn't hear me? Some people have this perception that life they feel or see in their head must evolve automatically. How would you feel if you give birth to a child one day, and the day you give birth to a child, the child doesn't want food to eat that same day? This one day baby says, give me fufu and fish. That's impossible. So you see, life is a progressive journey. I'm not complicating church. So God says, at any level you find yourself, make sure that you're producing the best of yourself, the highest quality of yourself. Am I communicating? You see, many believers are unaware of the fact that it is what they do with what they have that will convince God how to give them more. That is why he expects people to understand the power of thanksgiving. You see, anybody that is ungrateful is not thoughtful. You didn't hear me. Because once you have the power to remember, you will always remain humble. Because you know where God picked you from. So God says, at any level you find yourself, make sure you're giving the best of yourself. Remember the parable of talents. The Bible says to one he gave one, to one he gave two, and to one he gave five. The five went hard, fought, and then had extra five. The two went out, worked, and had extra two. And one said, I think God has cheated me. The Bible says, and God even took the one from the person that felt he was cheated and even gave to somebody. See, have you wondered why people would always gravitate towards big men? Because those who are big at the top don't see themselves as big. You didn't get me. You see, life works based on how a man sees himself. You didn't hear me. Your perception about your identity is what life depends on to give you credibility. You didn't get me. When life sees you've reached in your head, life will stop evolving around you. Because anyone who has not completed physical destiny, but based on what you have, you feel you've gotten there, life will stop breathing for you. Because life never stops teaching. It is called being. B-E-I-N. It is future continuous. It does not end. Talk to me, somebody. Am I right? So God says, at any level you find yourself, be the best. So sometimes you can go to work. Praise God. You see, You may not know that the Lord has created a path for you to work in certain miracles. But just because you are thankful and you are fighting so hard in your lowest level, that alone can convince God. Are you aware it was the mistake of King Saul that opened up for King David? You didn't get me. Am I communicating? Aha! So, you see, sometimes we take things too lightly. I told the church in Germany on Sunday that it is very painful when what you don't know appears as a blessing to you. You didn't get me? Hear me. There's a man of God that is going around the world now. He used to be up there with the fathers. He said he has read the scripture and realized that all what he preached before, they are nonsense. And he's fighting every father in the faith. And funny enough, he has convinced certain fathers to join him. Praise God. Now, if you listen to the man, you realize that anything he attacks has got to do with the testimonial of the man. So, for instance, if my father should say, I'm a bishop of 27 branches, he will say, nonsense. Because even the word bishop has no credence in the Bible. Praise God. When he says, and I have 6 primaries, he says, nonsense. Why are you using, hello? Now, if you check the man's foundation, it has got nothing to do with what they've become. But he being with them before, and they're actually walking in that height that he can also walk into. He feels something's wrong somewhere. You didn't get me. You see, there's a way and how jealousy can enter your heart if you don't have what you have. You didn't get me. That was why I told you last week that anytime you see anybody walking in certain height in life, have 2 things in mind. Any height somebody enters in life that you are provoked to speak against, that height has been preordained by God for you. And enemies around will prevent you from entering there by making one enemy to that lifestyle. You didn't get me. You didn't get me. Do you know what? Because anything you criticize, you permit yourself from not entering there. Watch me. It is dangerous when you become an enemy to your breakthrough unknowingly. Talk to me, somebody. Am I right? So, if God says be excellent, it means as to whatever level you find yourself, be the best. You don't stop until your best become better than yesterday. You see, Africans, we are so comfortable in feeling that once we've achieved something we didn't have before, we should be okay. You didn't hear me? Anytime you meet anybody walking in comfort, they're walking in death. Because if the enemy must kill a man, they must make you feel that what you have today is enough for you. My soul, rejoice. Eat and drink enough. For you have enough food in your barns. And God says, you fool. He says, turn out, I'll call your soul. You see, anytime God realizes that man has become too independent, not on him, but on themselves, he wants to kill them. Because pride reminds God how the enemy fought him. So, you see, excellence is not just about the quality you produce. Even the way you think must be better than yesterday. A son of mine came to my house and I asked him to pray for the guy. And then he told the guy that the Lord says he wants to speak to you, but the songs you listen to are profane. So when God utters a speech, he can't hear. You didn't get me. Praise God. Please, I hope you're aware that some people don't live in Europe, but certain credible companies have paid millions of euros to go pick them from anywhere they are to work for them. You didn't get me. I have a daughter. She came to Germany last year during her birthday, right? Now, when she used to live in America, she used to fly in a private jet to London every weekend for 4 years. Hello? Hers was come and sit in a meeting and speak with the royal family. Because whatever they needed, she was the person that was chosen by the government to represent them. And who America chose her. And at that time, she was only 22 years old. You didn't get me. You see, if you don't become best at what you have now, what you think will manifest will become your enemy. You didn't get me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, if the Lord should entrust you with whatever you have, become better at it. You see? A wise man said, the enemy to what you must know is what you knew before. You didn't hear me? Please, watch me. The enemy of the 21st century will not be the devil fighting us. It will be the ignorance predisposed. Am I communicating? That mentality where people want to grow small is a devilish mentality. Yeah. That mentality where people want to feel too okay when they have not started is actually a foolish mentality. You can't permit that. Am I communicating? So study the book of Proverbs 22 verse 9. He talks about, let's go again please. 22 verse 9, Proverbs please. He says, once you excel in whatever you do, he says, automatically you will stand before kings. You see, if what you do has not brought you before the masters, you're still a master yet yourself. Something about what you command will bring you before honor. He says, do you see a man who excels in this? He says, he will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Now, there are four things about excellence here. Watch me. Anytime you possess the spirit of excellence, you evolve into height. You didn't hear me? He says, you will not stand before common men. Rather, you will stand before kings. Am I communicating with me? Yes. Please, I hope you are aware that what you don't respect has taken somebody up there. Talk to me. Let me know if I'm communicating, friends. The Lord is good. Hear this. He says, once you are excellent in what you, he says, kings will come to your rising. Watch me. God did not say the Gentiles will come to the promise of God's life. He says, they will come to your light. Hear me. If the Lord says you are blessed, that word remains in the spirit. Watch this. Before the word, you become as great as God himself that spoke the word. He looks at the character you have in your present state. Because the word of God can't manifest in flesh until the character you possess matches God's word. You didn't hear me? The very moment your character differs from the prophetic word, you become an enemy to God's word himself. You didn't get me? You see, the word on it one has the power to bless and curse. Because the word is God incarnate. Oh, Jesus. Praise God. So God says, if you are standing before common men, it's because you have chosen not to be best at what you do. Number two, anytime you walk in excellence, it will shock you that what you think you didn't deserve in life will become a priority. Betty told me that there are many giftings in the life of men that are hidden. But it will be painful if mistakes reveal them. Oh, you didn't hear me? Do you know that sometimes people don't know the influence they have in people's life until they fall off into mistakes? A man of God that began ministry years ago, daddy used to watch him a lot. So one time he told me that, look at this guy, he professes like you. I was in the house. So I saw the video and I told my dad that the guy has learned how to stage manage himself. If you make it. They know how to talk just to convince who they are. And because our people believe in giftings, we're like, oh, he's credible enough. I told him already, you're a prophet yourself. And you know how difficult it is to prophesy. I said, if someone should walk in this flow, it's because maybe on that particular day, God has opened the heavens for certain signs and wonders. But to do this dimension on a daily basis, it will take grace. I said, no. Because God knows that no man has that power to work in that capacity because pride will steal you. So there are days he can open your eyes wide and there are days he can just take to you. And they both get the same content. It is you, not him. Talk to me, please. After a few years, we learned that the guy was now in competition with another man of God on who can fill the crowd the most. Because every year, one was filling 90,000 in the stadium and said, okay, so the only way to fill the crowd is to raise a dead person. And that was it. What he felt will lift him up, brought him down. And that was it. So There are too many things hidden in a man, but it is painful when mistakes reveal them. You don't know how influential you may be in someone's life. But just because you don't know, because they didn't tell you who you are. You see, you are not becoming best to be loved by men. You're becoming best to be loved by God. You didn't clap your hands. Oh, praise God, somebody. Yes. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 26. Are you blessed, please? No, I have to take my time because, you see, I want you to know how deep this is. Now, somebody's asking, why is God telling us to walk in excellence? Why excellence? So I began by defining excellence. Am I right? And I had to make sure that some way, somehow, I teach you the two things that are connected to excellence. So why does God want us to walk in excellence? Verse 26, please. Verse 26. Give me the NIV version. I want to show you why certain people can walk in excellence. The babies are prophesying. The laborer's appetite works for him. His hunger drives him on. Now watch this. There is a clear difference between hunger and appetite. I'm telling you. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, hello. Now watch me. Whenever we talk about hunger, it means the desire for something to meet our need. So, for instance, I'm hungry now because I didn't break my fast. Am I communicating? You broke your fast. Praise God. You see, when you are hungry, you can eat anything. Two of us. Yes. I was in America. I went some time ago and I saw how someone was eating 4 buckets of KFC. And the person's stomach made me know why he could eat that. He's like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken. Ben Dios forever. God is good. You see, once you are hungry, you eat anything that comes to you. Now, for instance, you can give an antelope to a lion, and they may eat it. Once they eat it, if the lion should see an enemy, he won't go for it. Because at that time, he has lost appetite. Talk to me, please. Talk to me, please. Now, someone says that if a man is working in life as a laborer, it's because he has appetite for that. But if he must still continue in height, he must still be hungry. So you are not satisfied because you have it. You should be satisfied because you keep having it. You didn't get me. Oh, praise God. So God says, no matter level you find yourself, you don't stop where you are. I listened to Radio Post some time ago. In fact, this morning, when I keep my prayer walk, and he said that when he started ministry, he wanted to know why others were failing. And God told him that most of the men you have are not thinking. So he created a thinking room and a library. He says when he's done reading, he will go and sit in his thinking room just to think. Because he said he realized that there is nothing about a life of a man that will ever appear without thoughts. He says you are either walking in earth as a library, or you're walking on earth as a mortuary. Talk to me, somebody. In this country, when a young lady buys a house, she thinks she's arrived. No, how do you call something a miracle when you don't have the knowledge to understand how to replicate it in other ways? You see, once you lack the understanding on how to replicate oneness in many ways, it's a proof that what you have came through is not like light. Because when light shows forth, it gives you the confidence to have the same result replicated everywhere. Am I communicating, please? Hello? I'm telling you. Watch me. You see, there are a lot of things God will always put into consideration before ensuring that we can bless of him. Are you blessed, friends? Now watch me. Watch this. On Wednesday, I made you understand that there are certain areas in a man's life that you have to approve and improve on excellence. Peter told us that if we have to be excellent, we must know that whatever we walk in must be in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He kept talking about what? Knowledge. You see, many believers don't know that the devil's focus is how you think. The devil will fight what you have in your mind and what you have in your hand. You didn't get me. You see, many believers are unaware of how powerful thoughts are. You can trace a man's failure to how they think. And you can trace a man's success to how they think. You don't become successful in life because you are prayed for. You are successful because you are thoughtful. I'm telling you. You see, prayer will govern you so you don't go off God's path. But your thought will give you the inner tenacity to stand on the right way. You didn't get me. Watch me. Don't tell me you came to meet life, so life must respond to you the way it is. Men who don't change their world are mediocres. Am I communicating? On Wednesday, I told the church that, watch me, there's a way and how you can grow in your mother's house. I hope you're aware the beauty of a mother does not raise her children. Her mind does. Talk to me. No mother will raise a child in honor of her beauty. It is the mind she has about life that she will raise a child with. Does it make sense? So she can do a lot of things for the children, but if the mind she carries is disdained, you realize that for some reason, if God has not shown the children mercy, they'll be doomed for life. I made you understand that a poor father does not raise a poor child. Until the poor father makes the child think they are poor. You didn't get me. A poor father does not raise a poor child. Until the poor father tells the child that we are poor. Because poverty is not the absence of money, but the absence of knowledge. Does it make sense? So anytime you realize that your life is not reflecting your future because your thought has become a bridge. You see, you must fight to know what is right as to pray against demons. Because the highest form of deliverance is to be delivered from ignorance. What you don't know can kill you before your time. Oh, talk to me, somebody. You can never excel in destiny if what you know about life... You see, watch me. A lot of the charismatic world don't pay attention to a man's brain. We only focus on spirituality. Watch me. The foundation of spirituality is not spirit, but knowledge. Because powers on high, they rule by what they know. Watch me. The Bible says God has surrounded his throne with how many elders? 24 elders. Now, in heaven, there is no physical time. There is nothing like yesterday, which is Thursday, and today, Friday. Heaven has no beginning, has no end. Am I communicating, please? Now, watch this. So, what qualification does a spirit need from God to be called an elder? Because on earth, we call a man an elder based on the experience you've had in life. So now that a spirit didn't have to go through yesterday to go in life, what then qualifies them to become an elder? And the Lord told me, he qualifies a spirit to be an elder based on what you know about himself. You didn't get me? You see, the in-depth knowledge you have about life makes you humble. Oh, praise God. I told you on Wednesday that the major reason why the Lord had to make sure that Moses will not grow among the Israelites was because he wanted to give him a visual, a picture of how his tomorrow will be like. And the only way God could use to make Moses know he's great was to make him grow in the house of Pharaoh. You didn't get me. Are you aware? The Bible says they lived in slavery for 430 years. Are you aware after that deliverance, they all died on their way to Canaan? Because they felt they had left Egypt, but Egypt lived in them. The way they grew seeing poverty as a lifestyle, they grew appreciating poverty. So when God was bringing a new change, can you imagine that God will send them food from on high and they will fight God? They said, God, we prefer not to eat food from heaven. Give us garlic. Let us pay our price. Can you imagine at the point? They said, like, take us back. It wasn't a demon. It was the mind they had. You see, fight and protect what you have. I told you in London that if faith can come by what you hear, faith can go by what you hear. So what do you hear? Your mind is your world. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, praise God. Watch me. Anytime you see anybody fall or rise in life, there is something predictable about how they think. You didn't get me? Hey? The mind is so powerful, eh? The enemy can actually cause a demon to stay by your side. And the only job is to check how you think. You didn't get me? Sharon, come here. Oh, are you blessed? Watch me. Oh, are you blessed? Watch this. Stand here, please. I want you to know that the devil doesn't have the power to touch this lady, because there is a strong presence governing her life. My father told me that the devil cannot stop God from blessing you, but he can stop you from manifesting the blessing. Oh, talk to me, somebody. The devil doesn't have any authority to say, God, you can't bless. No. But remember, you are in this flesh. It's not your identity. Once you possess this flesh, the enemy has taken your life based on what you do with your character. Talk to me, somebody. So you see, the enemy knows how powerful a man becomes based on the garment you wear in the spirit. Because according to God, garment stands for authority. So the enemy can tell how you are devaluing the content of the power you carry based on the garment you carry. Watch me, please. Once the garment is disdained, the enemy knows your thoughts are becoming evil. So they send forth temptations to fight you. You didn't get me? Huh? It is dangerous when God should give a man a great vision when the man has a small mind. Christ was able to finish 3 years because he changed his mind for 30 years. The word incarnate came to church for him to be preached. You didn't get me? Watch me. I want you to know that it takes the Spirit of God to test the content of truth. Because sometimes what looks true can be deadly. Oh, Father, help me. I wish I had time. Oh, praise God. Oh, hello. What did I say? It takes the Spirit of God to test the knowledge that comes in. Because you see, sometimes what looks true can be deadly. The fact we tell people to go for knowledge doesn't mean that they should accept whatever life presents. Do you know why? Because the keys that God brings into the life of a man, for a man to walk in success, are finite. You can hand them. You can walk in them. You didn't get me? The power of truth is not in the power of delivery alone, but in the power to be sequentially arranged. Am I talking here? Oh, hello? You see, a man's ability to categorize what to do at what time, God calls it maturity. Watch me. You see, that miracle that has not come, I believe enemies can fight. Don't get me wrong. But watch me. I want you to know that demons flee by light. Do you hear me? They flee by what? Light. Watch me. Don't get me wrong. I believe God can speak to men. Don't get me wrong. I believe God can give certain people certain instruction about life. Don't get me wrong. But I don't believe that it is only in Africa that if a lady must go to heaven, she must be without makeup. I don't believe that. I've never seen any Asian person go to heaven and he came and said, Kai, when I went to God's house, I should stop eating garlic. Only in Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, every time. And I went to heaven and they told us that if you wear your ring, you are wearing the enemy's bell. Mama Gio. Hey, daddy. A lady who used to back one of the Ghana leading singers said God told her that She shouldn't wear earring. She shouldn't do makeup. Even to do deodorant, it was demonic. You, when you wake up in the morning, just check and see. Then you just check. After, wake up fresh. It's demonic. And I don't know. It's strange. You see, church members, they follow everything social media. In our generation, we have people who are being pastored by online pastors. When you teach them on how to walk in the right knowledge, they perceive because you want to have the allegiance paid to them, they think you are coming up with message, making them so scared. You see, it is a proof of immaturity when your pastor must correct you and you feel what you need to correct on him. You didn't get me. Follow everything. So they kept following the lady until one day she did makeup. And they were like, madam, now we followed you for, we've lost our marriage because of makeup. He says, me, I didn't say follow me because I was old, but now I know the truth. And they're attacking her now. Watch me. Watch me. Any gospel that focuses more on a man's outlook, a man's appearance, is in denial of the truth. You didn't get me. Oh, praise God. Once the focus is on how you appear, not who you become, we have to check that message. Because everything Christ did for us was to cause a man to become like Christ. You didn't get me. And God understands decency. Get me, please. God is against people who are indecent in how they dress. You didn't get me, please. Oh, hello. Because everybody that works in royalty believes in decency. You didn't hear me, church. So God takes appraisal when he sees how people dress. Am I communicating? That is why in the days of old, anything that kings were expensive. Am I communicating? The Bible says Esther had to bath perfume for 12 months. Remember, the husband was not a Jew. The husband was even an enemy of God. This were Babylonians. But the Bible says Esther understood the fact that before I can have favor before somebody that God has appointed as my helper, I need to understand the age in which we are. Am I communicating, please? So when you hear people say that I went to heaven and they can't tell you about a man's being and they focus on the body, there is something wrong somewhere. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. How much is here? You'll be there and let us show me there for you. May God help us. Watch me. When you begin to grow in life, before you think investment, think about knowledge. Watch me. You see, it will take the grace of God for God to show this lady where she's backwards in life. But before that vision can come to pass, God has to check the way she thinks, because your thought is a voice. It is louder than your words. Talk to me, somebody. We may speak vocally, but the way we think is louder than what we say. Oh, you didn't hear me. Genesis chapter 11, the verse number 1. The people says, let us come together as one people and let us build unto us a tower of Babel whose top will be to the heavens. The Bible says, when God saw that the building was complete, he came and said, let us go down and destroy the people. Now, if you study scripture, you realize in the first two renditions, you only hear let us in two occasions. The first one was let us go together and make mankind. The second was let us go and destroy mankind. Because when you think, it appears in the spirit. The people were only thinking about the building, but to God, the building was made complete. So you see, you cannot excel without the mind of a man. So Peter says, these are some of the things you must look at. He says, look at the facet of your life and know that knowledge about who you are in Christ plays a major role in working in excellence. Oh. Am I communicating? Yes. Watch me. A wise man said that it is too dangerous when you think with how you feel. Because your feelings change. Whenever you speak with people, and you realize 90% of their excuses are built on feelings, they're not wise. Because men who are wise don't think by what they feel. Destiny doesn't have emotional orientation. Destiny. Forget your feeling. If destiny wants you to die, you just die like that. Do you know how many people, if you cry because they died, they still died? Oh, talk to me, please. If tears could bring back the dead by now, people would be alive. Oh, please. Oh, praise God. Oh, are you blessed? I'll be glad if you could lay hands on your head and speak for 2 seconds. Any thought in my head fighting my prophecy, my destiny, Lord, help me, 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 help me. In the name of Jesus. Please, let's go back to 2 Peter, please. Oh, are you blessed, please? Oh, have a seat. Thank you so much. 2 Peter 1, verse 3, please. Go back to it. Kai. Oh, are you blessed? I'm telling you. Give me the NLT, please. We're saying you are holy. Holy, you are holy. You are holy, say you are holy. NLT. Holy you. Wave your hands, we call him Lamb of God. Say Lamb of God. You are seated, seated. At the right hand, at the right hand. Of the Father, who you are. You are holy, Lord, say.
Holy you are holy.
Watch me. I have never forgotten whatever my father told me. And I also sharing this testimony. You see, life, God would want to look at what he has produced over your life. And he wants to see the passion you have. I was praying years ago when the Lord told me that whatever you are doing now, as of that time, I was 17 years old. And the Lord told me that that mandate was to start gradually from age 21. And he says, the only reason why I considered to give you at 17 what was meant for 21 was because of passion. He says, you have an unbridled passion. And that passion speaks when you pray. He says, so we considered you worthy of this. And he says, in order to give you long-lasting success, because of early approval, we'll give you wisdom. He says, for what you've been called for, the only thing you need to approve to men you are called by God will not be the prophetic or healing. He says, you will speak words that are deeper than time. And he says, when you speak, people will wonder, where are these things coming from? And he says, the assignment ahead of you is so big that the only people that will help you complete the assignment will be aged men. God is concerned about a man's stability, their physical state. You didn't get me. I read a book and they were like, they wanted to conduct a test. Are you blessed, please? I'll close now. Our time is up. They wanted to conduct a test on some footballers. So they went for a camp. So after the camp, they told them that, sorry, we figured out that the food you guys ate has been poisoned. And you may end up having blood cancer. In less than 2 days, the footballers began to develop certain things on their body. Can you imagine? Now, some were actually falling sick. And they said, we only wanted to conduct a test on you. There's nothing like food poisoning. So they were asking, so where was the thing we're feeling came from? And they were like, just the fear of the fact that you were poisoned. Your mind was powerful to bring what was unseen. Didn't get me. It takes more than grace to excel higher. The mind must partner with God. This country where you feel others are failing, some has made it big time. You be there and allow somebody call you and tell you nonsense and waste your life. This country where the average wasted person spend their life in a club. Let me not talk here today. This country where 90% of the people that are wise now spend 20 years in a club. And they want to tell you how to go through life. Think twice. Huh? If a man's statements don't match who they are, fear them. There are men, they talk big and they live small. Fear them. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him. The one who has called us in himself. Please, verse 4, please. Verse 4. And because of his glory and excellence has given unto us, and great precious promises, these are the promises that would enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. The verse number 5. Powerful. Verse 5. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promise. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. Hear this. You see? If you want to walk in excellence, God is saying that as you deal with the knowledge that talks about who God really is as a person, understand that how you live your life plays a major role. See, anytime you meet people who don't care about how they live, fear them. They have no future. My father told me that if you fight a man that has nothing to lose, you'll be the one in pain. Because some people, they are down. So bringing you from up will not take them much. Do you know it is difficult to build and easy to destroy? You didn't get me, please. It can take you years to build and it can take you seconds. Sometimes watch how they destroy houses. A machine can just break through like that. Yes. So God says, as you deal with the knowledge that makes you walk in God's promise, don't also forget the justification of your character makes you excellent. Don't talk because you are angry. Talk because you can only talk. You see, some people want us to believe them for how they feel. Watch me. Your helpers have no time for explanation. Oh, did you hear that? I was sharing a testimony with my sister yesterday in the house about a man that came to a conference. And I told her who the man was. And if you see the man's humility, you know the guy's knowledgeable. I was shocked when I saw how God has blessed the man. The man is a man of God. I didn't just respect you because of the unction or the message. He said, I respect you because somebody openly insulted you on Zoom and you were under the unction. And he says, for 20 minutes, you kept telling the members not to respond to them. It was after you finished your service and you told the man that God will preserve him because he's ignorant. He says, that made me know that God has called you indeed. Watch me. If men can't see God, they should see you to see who God is. You didn't get me. There are some people, they may forget your name, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Oh, you didn't hear me. Say moral excellence. They may forget your name, but they may never forget how you made them. Is it and moral excellence with knowledge? Verse 6, please. Powerful. Verse 6. Is it and knowledge what? With self-control. Hold on. Hold on. Shh. Huh? One of the most difficult things anybody can do in life is to live a self-controlled life. When you have every right to beat somebody and God says, don't fight. Take it easy. Let me fight a battle for you. A guy once insulted my father back in Germany. When Betty began the church in Germany. And then daddy told the man that the Lord says from today you will never come to Germany again. And he says it's a mockery because he has documents. So how will you tell him he can't come to Germany again? Until the government fought the guy and began to bring archives of the guy. So they placed it everywhere on the PC that if he's to enter through the airport, he must be arrested at the airport. So he has to now go on long journeys by sitting in cars. Literally, whatever the guy built for himself, he lost everything. Now, he used to have his own apartment in Germany. He almost bought a house for himself. Until now, he's lost everything. So he's now begging people to live in Nepal. He needs to come to Germany. Because if he sees the Polizei, they'll kill him. He's dead now. Thank you. He's dead now. One man came to our church to help me fix our pulpit. He's called Eddie. So I told the man that, why don't you do this for us for free and see how God will give you long life? So in his mind, he's like, this guy is not wise. After I spent time working on this. So I told him, I've heard what you said in your head, but I won't tell you. How much? 50 euros. And we gave to the guy. It was yesterday I heard the guy died in Germany 3 weeks ago. He went to visit the woman he has a child with. And after eating, he says he just feels like sleeping. He died in his sleep. Whereas in 2019, what was meant to happen this year, God gave us the ability to tell. Hey, when God gives you the eye of the spirit, be privileged. Because see, once you see tomorrow, you have time under control. Oh, you didn't get me. See, when God says be excellent, he says, number one, check how you think. Two, check how you live. Say, make sure that there's self-control in every aspect of your life. You see, it is unwise to fight men below your standard. And self-control with patient endurance. And patient endurance with godliness. Ah. You see, have it in mind that you are representing the King of all kings. So, whatever comes from your mouth must speak of who you are. The verse number 7. I'm done. I will continue on Wednesday. And godliness with brotherly affection. And affection with love for everyone. Watch me. Watch me. How many now? Oh, are you blessed, please? One of the most difficult things you can do in your life is to work with somebody who doesn't know your value as a person. It really makes sense. Never befriend a person who doesn't understand value for who you are. Because at the end, they will cause you pain. Is it true? Anybody who doesn't value your worth in their life is your number one enemy. They don't have to fly at night. Even if they are innocent, witches will give them contracts. They don't see why you came into their life. They have other people they pretend on you. Don't befriend them. You see, when people make their intentions known to you, don't fight back. Believe them for what they've said. You see, people say a lot in how they act than what they say. You didn't get me. Oh, are you blessed? I was telling them in the office, a man of God I knew I brought to Belgium some time ago. You see, in life, you don't know where your helpers will appear. And just don't pray for helpers. Pray for the advice of your helpers. Because sometimes, before you help us, we help you, we'll ask advice. Do you think this guy is worthy of help? Really, this guy has been acting funny. One time, he was doing service online, and he told someone, he didn't know my sister was there. He told the people on the line that when he met, I couldn't see one thing. I wouldn't see, no. He said, I couldn't see a fly. And he prayed for me before. Do you know how long I've been prophesying? Really, when I brought the guy for a festival I was doing for 5 years, if that makes sense. Hello, Life. Eh? He said, I couldn't see a fly. So he actually poured oil on my head for me to see. And I told him that, Prof, my members were not impressed, though. They told me that you only sang the whole time. He says, what? I said, yes. I said, you just kept singing and they were happy with the song, but that's in prophetic. I said, prophetic here? God is good. He wanted to do a program in Belgium. He opened link for registration. No one registered. He canceled the program again. So he met a man of God and he wanted to get connected to the man of God. And the pastor says, well, that's fine. But since you're a young preacher, I have only one son who's a young guy. So I want to ask him if he knows you. Whatever he says, I'll get back to you. He called me and said, ah, do you know this man? I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Praise God. He says, don't lie to me. And I told you from A to Z. He says, that's the end of this young man. Hello? Now, he had a powerful church in London. He has lost his church in London. He had to relocate from London to America now. Now, the fear is not the unction, but the trust of the men. You didn't get me. You see, when you work with people that have no value for your character, your person, they kill you. Whatever you do that looks great, they have to envy you for that. You didn't get me. Talk to me, somebody. So, in life, not everybody can be your friend. In the me, we can be in the same church. You don't have to be my friend. Once I say more grace to you after service, it ends there. You didn't get me, because my peace is more important than your comments. You didn't hear me, somebody. What God has for me is more important than what you think of me. Or am I communicating? David had physical brothers and they left him to die in the wilderness. Also, God says, no, I have prepared you to become the king over Israel. Sometimes what you hear can kill your thoughts about helpers. So if you must love who God has brought you away, keep what you hear. You didn't hear me. Sometimes a comment from someone's enemy can block your understanding about who somebody is. But thank God that God knows how to preserve his own, ladies and gentlemen. No matter the plots, no matter the attack, God has the final say. Joseph told his brothers that you thought you were killing me, but God turned it around for my good. Sometimes when people act anyhow, tell them God is turning around for my good. Your enemies will be there and they will say, indeed, we saw your lifting. They will be the same people to say, we saw your rising. Lift your hands above your head. I prophesy over your destiny. After today, you are moving from glory to glory. Somebody say, yes! Oh, are you blessed? Come. You see, people have this perception that once the Bible says love everybody, it means anyone that comes your way, you must give them your heart. No. Some people that come around you, they need your brain, not your heart. You didn't hear me. Oh, praise God. You see, be very careful about how you deal with people. You see, Daddy has taught me a lot through his silence. When you walk with a wise man, know that they speak louder when they are quiet. You didn't get me. It is dangerous when your helper can talk and he chooses to keep quiet. It's not love, it's danger. Because they know at that point you are beyond rebuke. You didn't get me. God told me that. He says, not everybody can be around you. He says, many will be intimidated by the unction you carry. And I've seen many. Praise God. Last week, I preached in Mechelen. I went with her. So, I've known the pastor for more than 10 years. I remember years ago, Daddy, I used to go to Herent House for Advent. I would go to Brussels. I used to back people. That time too, we would go and hold mic and back people's prayer point. Until one day, I invited one of the guys to preach here, and the guy condemned prophecy. I didn't understand why. So, after the service, my God, you see, That day, the word came with fire. Okay. Just my introduction got everyone to stand up. And the pastor stood for 2 hours, 15 minutes. And said, man of God, it felt like you've been talking for just 20 minutes. And they wanted more. So after the service, the man said, I respect your unction, but I honor your father. He said, because your father is a good man. He says, we saw the level of attack that was labeled against him. And how he has stood the test of time. And he says, now, what his children are doing is even mind-blowing. So we know how authentic and pure the unction is. Watch me. Now the guy says that things were said to him, and God told him, if you must go far in life, listen to this man. She was there. He told the church that ever since he began the church, he has never brought the pulpit down before. Every time the pulpit is always up on the stage. But God told him that a sign of elevation for his church was that he has to bring the pulpit down. So I lit up the pulpit for him. Watch me. Your destiny is in you. But for God to reveal destiny to man, you need another man. There are certain covenantal practices. Only few can do them. But such men, they have to come by. They are few in number. You see, you can love those who understand who you are as a person. I respect all men.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.